David, an unlikely point in the end, but an extremely precious point. What did you make of your team's display tonight?
Two different game plans. You know, we set out to be resilient and try to show resolve, which we knew we needed. We got the job done at half-time. It was uncomfy. It was a quite awkward performance, first half. We didn't really gain no momentum, but it didn't bother me. I weren't really that bothered that we didn't gain momentum because we got at half-time what we come for, a clean sheet. And against the champions elect, you know, it was always something that we wanted. We wanted to try and this team start quick and they come at you. You know, so there's no way I'm going to take the champions elect on and have an open, expansive game. We try to keep it tight, try to keep solid. And, you know, we maintained that we wanted to be good at set pieces and we give away a set piece, which I'm disappointed at. And obviously then second half, we was going to make changes anyway with 15 minutes in. And, you know, the changes really helped. They really helped get the momentum, catch the momentum. And build up play through the units, and we were brave. The fullbacks went high, then Tom Kennedy and Wisey went high to force them on the back foot. And to be fair, they sat in and wanted to defend what they got, which was obviously 3 points. But this team don't know when to give in. It's not in my nature to give in. And this team displayed, you know, it's just a reflection of what I'm trying to be as a human being. But you know, they give us everything, which they do every day. They give us the full lot, and a game lasts for 95, 96 minutes. And you've got to play for them the full minutes, and they have done. I mean, it took too long for that goal to go in. I can't believe how slow it was. I thought it was never going to go in and drop in, but it did. And I'm delighted. I'm absolutely over the moon. But more importantly, that group of players have achieved a point here when everyone in football said they couldn't. And they're a testament. It's sending signals out to the other teams in there that, you know, there's a lot of people wanted us to obviously get beat tonight and not come away with anything. We've come away with pride, we've come away with conviction, and we've come away with an invaluable point that does everything for the confidence and momentum of this group.
Now looking back, that save from Luke Steele, 3 minutes into added on time, was absolutely vital now.
Do you know what? It was vital even if we got beat, because on, you know, the goal difference, it would have took two off the goal difference. So that's important as well. The save was important whether they lost or won. But, you know, I'm asking for these players to stand up. I'm asking them to count. And they're doing it. And they're completely overachieving. As a group of people, as a group of men, they're overachieving. And that's what I ask them to do. You can obviously see there's no complacency setting in, and that's key to our success going forward. Like I said, it's difficult when you're left out of the team. Jason Scotland, Chris Dagnall and Thomas Sisco, but when they come on, they supported the group, you know, incredibly.
Are you surprised at all they keep doing this, your team?
No, because it's what we talk about. It's what we've tried to grow. It's a spirit that we've grown from within. It's a spirit that we've set, you know, laid a lot of foundations to build this spirit, and they're doing it for each other. There's no doubt about that. You know, Bobby misguides the one where he gets on a 1v1 and Steely backs him up. That's what great teams do. When players aren't playing in form, other players then come up and step up to the fore, which they have done tonight. You know, we've had two or three players who were just down on the performance levels, but they don't give up. They've got an inbuilt spirit that at times breathtaking.
And it shows how under the cosh you are at the moment. They've got the likes of Helgerson and Gested and other people on the bench, and you've got three kids.
Well, you look at the bench, you know, and I looked at it before the game, you know, Whittingham, Premiership player, you've got Helgerson, you've got Conway, who's been playing most of the games. So to pull in that type of talent and pull it off the bench, and it tells you where we're at. We're a million miles apart, you know, let's be honest, we're a million miles apart. And but you've got to compete, you've got to overachieve. That's what you've got to do. When you've got what we've got, and we know what we've got, we don't mourn about it, we get on with it, and we'll just keep fighting. And today we were just, the spirit was oozing out of that team and out of that group.
Is it good to get the likes of Jones and Patterson on the bench just to give them a bit of an experience of this kind of event and atmosphere?
You know, we're in a good place. You know, it gives the young players a taste of what they're looking forward to. You know, there's a different remit here, you know. I want to be here long term, there's no doubt about that. We want to build something. Danny Rose belongs on that bench, there's no doubt about that. And the youth that's coming through, it gives them great great incentives to sort of come to a place like that, get a point, be a part of it, be a part of what we're doing, and learn how to be a professional player. The other side, we trained at Birmingham yesterday. There was a part of that, going to different training grounds, seeing what they can, you know, where they can be. And then we've stayed in a hotel for like 24 hours locked in, and the group come out tonight, and they wanted to fight for every step of the way, and they have done.
5 games to go. It's in your hands. What's the message to the fans ahead of 2 extremely crucial games at Oakwell?
Just do what you're doing. You know, our home form is incredible. Our home form is special. And the fans have been a part of that. They've been together. You know, we've been unified. That's what we have been, from the board to the management staff, down to the players, to the fans. And that unification can take us a long way, and it will do. And keep believing. That's my message. Keep believing in this group. They're fighting for you. They're with you. And they're fighting for each other, and they're fighting for the families. And, you know, we'll walk out of here proud, as proud as we've ever been. We'll walk out of this stadium as proud as we've ever been. We can, you know, phone our families up on the way home and tell them that, you know, we've done a job tonight that we set out to do.